Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph will begin Nun Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Continue on with the brachas that one says when he sees the different areas of destruction in Babel. And the last one that we mentioned was when he sees a place where they remove the offer, the earth from Babel. Animals were not able to leave that place unless they remove some of the earth from Babel. It's a sign of Babel's destruction. Rava, when he would see an animal carrying the earth on its back, Torflu Yad al Gabayu, he gave it a slap on the back. He said, run tzaddikim to do the bidding, the will of your master. When he came to Bavel, he would take some of the earth and put it in his turban and throw it outside. The Navi says that Rabbi Hashem says, I'll sweep Bavel, I'll sweep it with the broom of destruction, meaning to remove it, to sweep it clean is a sign of destruction of Bavel. Amar Ravashi, I know how Rav Hamnuna lo shmili. He said, I didn't hear what Rav Hamnuna taught about saying these brachas. But on my own, brachtinu lekula. On my own, I said these brachas on myself, on with my own svar. Amar Ravir Balaza, niskalkala Bavel, niskalkala shchina. Bavel's destruction, it had spa. And it influenced the surrounding areas, and they were also affected and inflicted with this destruction. Niskal el Shaimran, but the Shaimran, the Sheres Shvatim, when they were cursed, Nisparchu Shchinah, but the neighbors were blessed, were benched, were after its destruction. This kalkala bavel, this kalkala shchina hadichsi. Where do we see that? The pasuk says, "Samtia lamayish kipod v'agmei mayim." Bavel will become a place where wild birds will fly, and there'll be pools of water. So this has an influence on the neighboring areas because it's wild. There's wilderness, and it's waste. It's an area of where it's desolate, and the surrounding areas also were therefore affected by the wasteland of Bavel. Niskal kalu shaimer nisparchu shchein. Now, see, where do we see that? It says v'sabti shaimer li asara l'matoy kerem. So the shaimer will be destroyed. The cities will be destroyed, but there will be plantings over there. There'll be grapevines over there. So the area will be an area of planting of soil that's fit and suitable for planting, as opposed to Bavel, where it's a wasteland. Here, it became an area for planting, which therefore nisparchu, which is a bracha for the surrounding areas. Vamar Vamnuna Harayochlose Yisrael, Oymeri says, continuing on with different brachas that we say, if you say, see a multitude of Chachamim, Ochlose Yisrael, multitude of Yisrael, he says, Baruch Chacham Arazi. So if you see, but the Meforshim say 600,000, Shishim Riboy, you say, Baruch Chacham Arazi. The Rabbi Shalom knows 600 people, that's a Sach HaKol, the sum total of Klal Yisrael. He knows the thoughts of all the different thoughts and machshavas that people have. Chacham HaRazim is the Chacham, Kadosh Baruch Hu, knows the secrets. But if he sees Achlusei Oide Chachavim, if he sees the multitudes of Oide Zora, he says, Bushe Imchem, that the Bushe Imchem, your mother is embarrassed from you. Ton Rabbanon, HaRoyach Lusei Yisrael Oimer Baruch Chacham HaRazim, as we said. Why is that? What was so significant about that? You see, the multitudes of Yisrael, it's Chacham of the secrets. Because she'ain daitem doim lezeh, you have Shishim Riboy, everybody has a different way of thinking. Each person, their minds are not similar one to the other. Vein partzufem partzufem doim lezeh, they look the same, their faces are different. He saw an achlusa multitude by Harabais. Omar Baruch Chacham Arazim. He said the Baruch Chacham Arazim. Ubaruch Shabaruch Kol Eilu Hashem Sheni. And Baruch Hashem that created all of these people to serve me. What's Pshat? They weren't all his servants. But all the people, they engage in their different activities. So for instance, he buys a loaf of bread. How many people went to work and were engaged in different activities so that he can have ready for him this loaf of bread? or whatever the case is, clothing, as we'll see. Hu ayomer, kel mi yagiyas yoga adam arishon ad shematzapas lecho. Adam arishon had nobody to help him. He, till he was able to have pas, bread to eat, how much work did he have to do? Choresh, v'zor, v'kotzer, he had to plow, he had to plant, he had to harvest, v'imer, v'dosh, he gathered together, and he threshed it, Zora Ubora Obirer, and he was winnowed, and he was separated the chaff from the grain, Betochan Vihirchig Hirkid, and he ground it up and he sifted it, Velosh Va'afa, and he kneaded the flour and he baked the bread. V'achakachal, after all of those activities which he had to do himself, he was able to eat. Vani Mashkim, Mysakal Elamisukonam Lufana, and I get up and I have it all prepared, it's all ready for me. And similarly, how much did he have to work till he found clothing to wear? Gaz v'liben v'nipetz. He had to shear the wool from the sheep, and he had to bleach it, and he had to separate it from all the tangles. Tovav arag, and he had to spin it into thread, and he had to weave it into wool, into a fabric. And after all of those activities, and after all, it was finally when he was able to weave it into a baguette, he had a clothing to wear. And I have it already prepared for me. I don't have to do any of the shearing. I don't have to do any of the spinning. And it's all prepared for me. Kol umayz shaytas abos lepesach basi. All the nations come, and they come to my doorstep. And they come to the doorstep, Vani Mashkim Maisukol Elefonai. So all of the nations of the Girsa is called Umnis, all the trades. Everybody, all these people from all over are engaged in all these activities, and I have everything I need ready, right, ready there for me. Hu ayomer, a different memory that he said. Beiruch Toiv Ma'omer, a good guest, what does he say? Kama Trocha Starach Balabais Vishili. The Balabayas, he prayed all this for me. Look how much he did for me to serve me and prepare for me. Kama Balsar Hevi Lafane, he brought so much meat in front of before me. Kama Yain Hevi Lafane, Kama Gluskois Hevi Lafane, he brought the wine, he brought the roll, the bread, the rolls before me. Vakol Masha Torah, Le Torah Kolesh Bishili. And all this that he did it for me. So what a wonderful host that he is. But what does a bad guest say? So what does he say? What's the big deal? What did he do for me anyway? How much did I eat already? I ate a little bit of bread, one roll, one piece, I drank one cup. He did a lot of effort. He did for his family. It was a minimal thing. That's a bad guess. Al oirach tayma umer for on a good guess. What does he say? Zechora ki saski paolai shayru anoshim. That you'll see on the good guess. It says, look at all that the work that was done. That you see that people see. Meaning you're mizpoyne and you see all of the amazing things that he did. Therefore, it says the pasuk, the people will fear Rabbi Shalom, but according to Rabbi Shalom sees the people, and what's the significance of these people in the eyes of Rabbi Shalom? So to a bad guess, he looks at his host and says, what's the significance? What's the significance of what he did for me? Coming back to talking about chlusia and gatherings, so the pasuk says, L'gabe Yishai, the father of David HaMelech, Va'ish b'mei shol zokin b'abi anoshim. So there was an elderly person that came with a crowd, with a multitude of people. Omarov v'teimarov, zvid v'teimarov, Va'ishia, ze Yishai avi David, she'yotza b'achlusa, v'nechlas b'achlusa, v'dorash b'achlusa. He was so choshev, Yishai avi David, that he used to travel. There was crowds of people coming with him and going with him, and he used to darshan in front of crowds of people. When we see the achlusa, the bracha that we make, but he says it's not in Bavel. It's in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not in Bavel. Tana in achlusa pchusa mishishim riba, and what is the size? How do we define achlusa? It's not less than shishim riba, 600,000. Ton Rabbanan Roy Chachmi Yisrael Loimev. He says Chachmi Yisrael says Boruch Shecholak Mechachmosel Yireyav. So the Girsa that we have is that we praise Hashem that he cholak, he took from his chokhmah and he gave it to those who fear him. He uses the lashon of cholak. The Rambam doesn't have that girsa. He is noson. Here it says cholak, which is someone that is, he gave a chelak, meaning he divided it. It's referring to someone that is closer to him. But when he sees Chachmei Avdicham, he says, Baruch Shenosen Mechachmos al Briyosa. Now the Yoresa of Libriyosa to his creatures, the one he created. Haroi Malchi Yisrael, Oimer, Baruch Shechalak Mikvoidel Erev. He, Machalik, from his covet, he gave it to those who fear him. Malchi Avdicham, but if he sees Goyeshe King's Malchi Avdicham, he says, Baruch Shenosen Mikvoidel Erev Briyosa. He says, Libriyosa. And here also we have this Chalak, Chalak and Nosen. A person should always be mishtadel to try to run and to likras Malchei Yisrael, to see the kings of Israel, of Yisrael, to see that covered. V'loy likras Malchei Yisrael b'vad, and not only to Malchei Yisrael, afil likras Malchei Avdei Kechovim, even to Avdei Kechovim. Why she'im yizke yavchim ben Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Avdei Kechovim? Because if Yisrael see lasid lovim, the greater kovod that is given, the difference between them, and when Mashiach comes, that the difference between the kovod that is given to Yisrael and to Avdei Kechovim. So see the kovod of Mashiach, you'll see that chilek in the kovod that Mashiach has, the Malchei Yisrael, Melech Yisrael, more than all of the kovod that was there that existed. Rosh Hashanah Norav, continuing on with the Malchei, the Malachim, the kovod given to Malachim. Rosh Hashanah Norav, he was blind. Everyone went to greet the king. And he also went to greet the king. Ashkei, how it's stuki, a certain stuki encountered him. He said that a pitcher goes to the Nar, but a broken one is, where does a broken one go? A pitcher goes to the river to fill it up, but a broken pitcher, what's a broken pitcher going for? It can't hold the water anyway. Meaning, you can't see anyway. So what are you going to see? You're going to see the cover that they're giving to the king? You can't see anyway. Amr Lehem Rav Shesha said to Amr Leh, he said, Toh chazid deyadanat feminach. You come and see, you'll see that I know better than you. I know more than you and about the covet of the king. Chalav gun gadkam maisa. So the first group of the troops came passing by. Kiko avsha, when there was a loud shout and loud noise. Amr lahu tzaduki, the tzuki says, Asamalka, he heard all the commotion, he heard all the, so he said, the king is coming. Amr lahu Rav Sheshet says, like also the king, Rav Sheshet, no, he's not coming now. The second group came, when there was a loud shout and a loud noise again. The guy said, Amr Lehau Tzaduki, that Tzaduki rather said, Hashtako Asimalka. He said, the king is coming. Amr Lehau of Sheshes, he says, Loika Asimalka. He says, no, he's not coming now. The third group came, Kiko Shaske, it was quiet. Amr Lehau of Sheshes, Vade Hashta Asimalka. He said, now the king is coming. Amr lehau tzaduki. Menolacha, how did you know this? Amr leh, the malchus d'ara, kein malchus d'rikia. He says, because the malchus and aretz, on the land, is doime, it has a similarity to the malchus d'rikia. To the malchus, it's malchus, so it has a similarity of the malchus d'rabayin shalem. D'chsiv, tzei v'amadat abara lifnei Hashem, v'hinei Hashem oiver, Hashem is passing. So that's the malchus d'shamayah. And the wind comes and it's breaking the mountains and the rocks. Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, v'loy baruch Hashem, but Hashem does not appear with the ruach. And after the ruach, there is a rash. There's a loud noise. There's an earthquake. V'achar harash eish. So, and after the ruach, the rash, and loy b'rash Hashem. V'achar rash, there's eish, and loy b'eish Hashem. So, Hashem is not with the Rosh, he's not with the Eish, Achar Eish, called the Mamadaka, then becomes a still thin sound, and then that's when the Rebbeinu Shalom comes. Here also, in the Malchus, the Ara, the king doesn't come with the Rosh. After the Rosh, there is a quiet, it's called Mamadaka, then the king arrives. Kiyosa Malka, when the king came, Pasach Rav Sheshes come a Varakla. He gave a bracha. You're giving a bracha to one you don't see, or you can't even see him. Again, he was making fun of me. You're making a bracha. What was the end of that tzeduki? Some say that his friends, they blinded his eye. Mida keneged mida. V'igadamer Rav Sheshes nasan eina boy v'nasan gal shalat samas, that Rav Sheshes had put his eye on him, and he gave him an ayin hara, and he became a pile of stones, a pile of bones. Rav Shila nagde lahu gavra the bal mitzvahs. Rav Shila gave makas to a certain person that was boiled, was mezana with a isha mitzvahs, with a mitzvahs. And so this person went and he was malshin on to the king, to the authorities, he was malshin on him. And Omar, he said, there's one of the Yehudim, one of the Yidden, the Kadain Dina Beloy Harmana the Malka, that he's judging and without giving authority from the king. So the king sent somebody to a Shaliach to examine the matter. Kiyasa Armalay my time and Nagdalahai. So they said, why did you give this person Malkus? Armalay the Bo al Khamarata, because he was Mzana with a donkey. Armalay Isla Sahada. He said, do you have a witness to this? So he said, Armalay in? He says, yes. Also Eliyahuid Malay Kinish Vasit. Eliyahu Navi appeared as a person and he testified, he was made that that's what happened. So Amalei said, "Niyache barak tolu." He said, "If that's the case, he's chayiv misa. It's not only makas; he's chayiv misa." Amalehu anan miyam midagalina ma'ar. From the time that we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, less than reshus alamikta, we don't have any more authority, permission to carry out death penalties. Otun ma'ad beisun avidale. You do what you fit in your eyes. So while they were examining this and examining the din, Pasuk Rabbi Shila v'Amar, he said, Hashem, for you is Hashem, the greatness and the strength, Omri le, my comrade. So they asked him, what do you say? Omri lehu, achi kamina, baruch rachmana, deyav malchus abarakin, malchus adirakiyah. He says, baruch Hashem, praise Hashem that he gives the malchus and the oretz, ke'ein, similar to the malchus on Shemaim Rakia. Ve'av l'chu shultona v'rach medine. And he gives people authorities who love justice and have mercy. So Marsha explains that he mentioned Rachmim because really the person wasn't Chayim Misa. So he wanted to make a point to them that they're merciful so that they shouldn't kill him. Because at that point, he was not yet deserving of Misa. Amro, they said, Chaviv Elai Yikar D'Malchusa Kuli Hai. They said, it's so to you, so Choshev, the covet of the king. So Yahavalo Kulfa, they said to the stick, for the punishment should be in your hands. Amrule, they said, Dun Dina, and you are the ones who carry out the din. Kiavanofik, when Rav Shila was going out, when he was leaving, Amrule, how gav, this person said, Avi Rachman and Nisul Ishkari, Achi, he says, does the Rabbi Shalom make a nace? There's a nace in Eliyahu Navi appeared for someone who lies? Because he said that he was Mazana with a donkey. It's a lie. Amrule, he said to him, Rasha, love, Chamra, Chami ikru, aren't they called chamari? Aren't they called donkeys? Dechsiv asher b'sarach chamarim b'sarim. So it's not a lie. Chazi the kozel memer lehu the karin lechamre. So we saw that this person was going to tell the authorities mimalshin that he called them donkeys. Amra, hi. He said, now he's deserving of misa. Hi, he said, hi, right of who? He's a right of. He's chasing. He's now. He's threatening my life. If someone's coming to kill you, you want to go ahead and first and kill him. He hit him with the stick that they gave him, that the authorities gave him, and he killed him. Omar, so Rashila said, Hoilu Savadli Nisabai Kro. I said this pasuk, and Nais came about through this pasuk. Therefore, he said, Darshinulai, I'm going to darshin it. L'chor Hashem Agadula Zamayis Abrashis. V'cheinu Oimer, Oyes Agadoylas Adin Cheker. That heard that Rabbeinu Shalom does Gedoylas Adin Cheker. So that's Mayis Abrashis. V'hagruwa, the strength, that's it. Yis Mistraim, Shenemar, V'yarisol Ziyar Agadoyla. V'hatiferes, that Chama, V'levon Hashem Dol Yeshua, the Nais, that Abdi Yeshua, that the sun and the moon, it stood in the orbit. Shenemar vayidem Hashemesh vayareach Oman vahanetzach the victorious victory zuma palos and shall roimi. That's the downfall of Rome. Vchenu oimer vayez nitzcham al begodei. Their life blood is spilled out on my clothing. Vahoy zumelchemes nachle arnon. The glory is the nays of Nachle Arnon, which we learned earlier. Shenemar al keni Omer b'sefer Melchumis Hashem es vayi b'sufa, the great miracle when Klal Yisrael were passing through and the Amoin was hiding in the caves and they got crushed. Kichol b'shamayim zum Melchumis Sisra, that's the war with Sisra by time of Dvarim. Shenemar min Hashamayim nilchem Melchumim siloisam, the stars and their paths and their orbits, they even fought the war against Israel. The Choshem Amloch Zimel Chemes Amolek is the Mechama Amolek Uchenu Emer Kiyad Al Keis Kol. So that's what we see, that the kingdom is the Choshem Amloch is the fight against Amolek, and the hand is on the throne of Hashem. Vamisnase that he's sovereign. Zu Melchem is going to Magad. That's what it says. Omer ben hineni alecha goig nasi roish meshech v'tubal. Achol roish, Omer Rav Chanan bar Rava, Omer Rav Yochanan, afilu roish gargisa mishmayim mar lechol roish. Any appointment, anyone who's a roish, anyone who has any position of authority, that's appointed mishmayim manalo, that's appointed from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vasisa Tanim Shmid Rabbi Kiva, a different drash on the pasuk. L'chosham Megadula Zekrias Yamsev, that's the Nes of Yamsev. Agvura Zumakas Bechiras, Batiferas Zumatn Torah, VaNetzach Zirushalayim VaHoyin Zubeis HaMikdash.